Ever wondered what sets successful innovators apart? What's their secret sauce? Well, you are in the right place, because in today's episode, we're diving deep into the world of innovation to uncover what these trailblazers are doing different. So if you're eager to light up your innovative spirit, stay tuned, because we're getting ready to reveal the secrets. Are you juggling the complexities of CMC development while trying to enjoy the beauty of biotech? Have you ever wondered if there's a way to simplify bioprocessing? Welcome to the Smart Biotech Scientist podcast, where we're diving headfirst into the very challenges you face. We're breaking it down, demystifying the jargon, and giving you the keys to unlock your full potential. I'm your host, David Brohlman, and I get it. With 15 plus years in the biotech industry, I face the same challenges you do. There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can remove complexity, you can skip trials and errors, deliver without delay your groundbreaking therapy to clinics at market, and still enjoy every single step. Do you want to learn how industry experts and I did it? Grab a cup of coffee and your favorite notebook and pen. Now is the time to take your bioprocessing game to the next level. Let's smarten up biotech. Hey, smart biotech scientists, welcome back. Today, we're going to look at the 7 habits of highly successful innovators. And at the end, I'll give you a bonus tip. I had a conversation with my neighbor about his company. From the outside, everything looks perfect. The company has been operating successfully for more than a century, supported by the trust of its customers. You can read on their website. And then he told me, they haven't developed a new product in my division in the last 9 years. And yet, the company claims to be a leader of their industry. The biggest misconception about success is that what you did yesterday will help you succeed tomorrow. To stay on top of your bioprocessing game, you need to keep innovating. Innovation means thinking of new ways to do things, and this can be done by developing certain habits. Have you ever looked at super creative or innovative people and felt they are special beings blessed with gifts? Have you ever felt that you are not as fortunate? I used to feel this way. I have since learned that creativity is more about certain habits and mindsets than intellect. And there are no secrets to being creative. Actually, there is no such thing as being more creative. You are already a creative being. Period. I'm sure we can all relate to moments when we felt stuck trying to tap into our own creativity. That's why in today's session, we will discuss 7 habits of highly successful innovators. Habit number 1, be curious. Being curious is one of the key habits of successful innovators. When you are curious, you are constantly questioning things and looking for new ways to improve upon what is already out there. You're also more likely to be open to new ideas, which is essential for innovation. The Finnish technological pioneer Vilho Väisälä mastered this habit. The idea for his groundbreaking invention struck in 1931 when Vilho found a fallen Russian radio song. He admired its idea to use radio technology to retrieve observation results, but an innovator at heart decided to build a better one himself. He finally succeeded in building the famous radio sound RS-11 and started sales in 1936. When I developed a radio sound, it wasn't just an individual invention, but a whole series of inventions. It was necessary to overcome an almost countless number of small and large difficulties, and an enormous amount of time was spent on conducting scientific measurements, experiments, and calculations. Will you describe the process yourself? If you want to develop a habit of curiosity, start by asking more questions. Whenever you come across something that interests you, ask yourself how it works or why it is important. You can also try to find out more about a topic by reading books, articles, or watching videos on the subject. Additionally, try to surround yourself with curious people who will help spark your own curiosity. Habit number two, constantly connect the dots. Successful innovators can see the big picture and connect the dots between different concepts. They have the habit of constantly contemplating and observing to connect seemingly unrelated issues and ideas. When you connect the dots, you gain new insight and see relationships that were invisible before. When you connect the dots, you come up with new ideas. So if you want to develop this habit, start by spending time thinking about how different things are connected. Ask yourself how different fields of study intersect and how different problems can be solved by looking at them from a different perspective. For instance, how can you leverage the technology and expertise of the established field of biologics in the more recent cell and gene therapy? Additionally, try to come up with creative ways to solve problems that you encounter in your own life. One example of an innovator who connected the dots is Bill Gates. Gates was able to see the potential for personal computers long before most people did. He was also able to see how they could be used for business purposes. So by connecting the dots between different concepts, Gates was able to create a whole new industry. Habit number three, take risks. Successful innovators are not afraid to take risks. They understand that it is essential to push the boundaries and experiment with new ideas. So if you want to become a more successful innovator, you need to learn to take risks. This means being willing to try new things and experiment with new ideas. It also means being willing to fail. Failure, if you want or not, is a part of the innovation process, and it is important to learn from your mistakes. Additionally, try to surround yourself with people who are willing to take risks. One example of a risk taker is Elon Musk. Yes, Musk is the founder of Tesla, SpaceX, and several other companies. And he is known for his willingness to take risks and experiment with new ideas. For example, when Tesla was first starting out, Musk invested all of his personal money into the company. This was a huge risk, and he almost failed, but it paid off in the end. Likewise, Thomas Edison said, "I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work." So putting ideas into action, bringing other people on board, and facing criticism takes an extraordinary amount of courage. Are you ready for habit number four? Here it is. Habit number four, be persistent. Successful innovators are not afraid to keep trying until they achieve their goal. Even if it takes days, months, or years, they just won't stop. They know that it is essential to be persistent if you want to achieve great things. So if you want to develop a habit of persistence, start by setting realistic goals and then working towards them. Make sure that your goals are challenging, but also achievable. You should also create a plan of action and stick to it. And try not to get discouraged if you encounter setbacks. Instead, view them as an opportunity to learn and grow. Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind was rejected 38 times before it was published, and Stephen King kept all his rejection letters, 30 from Carrie alone, scored on a nail on his bedroom wall. So keep going. Even though bioprocessing development and scale-up is hard, keep going. What do you think about these habits? Do you have any personal experiences or insights to share? So please send a message. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for tuning in today, smart biotech scientists. And stay tuned for the remaining of the 7 habits of highly successful innovators. All right, smart scientists. That's all for today on the Smart Biotech Scientist podcast. Thank you for tuning in and joining us on your journey to bioprocess mastery. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform. By doing so, we can empower more scientists like you. For additional bioprocessing tips, visit us at smartbiotechscientist.com. Stay tuned for more inspiring biotech insights in our next episode. Until then, let's continue to smarten up biotech.